Good afternoon. It's 5:06. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Samantha Morrill.
And I'm Tanner Boyd.
Rowan County is among the school districts experiencing bus driver shortages.
The Kentucky State Police is accepting applications.
The Kentucky Derby and a longtime controversy draw closer.
A new art exhibit featuring a Moorhead State professor opens soon.
And electric vehicle charging stations are continuing to pop up throughout the Commonwealth.
Mostly clear skies tonight with lows around 44 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news.
Rowan County, like the rest of the state, is experiencing a shortage of school bus drivers. Officials say mechanics are driving bus routes, and most days, so is Transportation Director Guy Griffin. Griffin says part of the problem is the hours.
Yeah, you know, it's 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon. The superintendent has been very gracious in saying that he would give everybody extra hours working in buildings, sanitizing, working in kitchens, helping out, that kind of thing.
Griffin says while the hours aren't full-time, the benefits are. That includes health and life insurance, retirement, sick days, and holidays. The transportation director says the district needs about 5 more bus drivers and could use more bus monitors as well. Applications are open for both. Griffin says the bus garage should be better staffed by the start of the next school year.
Ohio GOP lawmakers are targeting teachers' unions for deciding to close schools during the pandemic. Brad Winstrup chairs the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. Before Congress, Winstrup grilled the president of the American Federation of Teachers about the union's role in keeping schools closed and the impact those closures had on communities. In response, Ohio Federation of Teachers President Melissa Cropper says teachers did everything they could to keep students learning during the public health crisis.
I think that the hearing yesterday really was disgraceful. They were looking to put blame on teachers. And at a time when we are losing teachers and we have a teacher shortage, that kind of blame is exactly the type of thing that will drive teachers out of the classroom.
Cropper adds that parents were regularly surveyed about their feelings on sending kids back into the classroom. She says those decisions were made with parent input, as well as that of teachers and administrators.
Several school districts in Kentucky, including Boone, Fayette, and Martin counties, are joining together to file federal lawsuits against social media companies. Ron Johnson is an attorney whose firm is representing the districts. He tells Spectrum News that school officials recognize that mental health issues caused by social media are having impacts within schools.
This is not a lawsuit against social media. It's a general concept. It's a lawsuit against something they're doing that they haven't always done, and that is manipulating the content that we see. And in the case of kids, this has really become problematic.
Johnson says these types of cases are complex and take a lot of work, so can often take up to 3 or 4 years to resolve.
A water main break caused a partial road collapse in Lexington. WMKY's Jenna Noe has that story.
Lexington police reported a water main break on Tuesday afternoon, completely flooding the roadway. The break occurred at Alexandria Drive and Cambridge Drive. Kentucky American Water is currently facilitating traffic. According to LEX 18, a short block in Valley Park is temporarily closed. There is no word on when the roads are expected to reopen. For WMKY News, I'm Jenna Noe.
Governor Andy Beshear has announced 37 approved to upgrade parks and recreation spaces throughout the state. The Land and Water Conservation Fund allotted $3.9 million to communities across Kentucky for a variety of outdoor health-related improvements. In eastern Kentucky, 7 counties had projects approved. Fleming, Martin, Wolf, Estill, Mason, Greenup, and Carter counties will all see improvements on their outdoor recreation spaces. Flemingsburg will use $102,000 to install new playground equipment and improve drainage at Flemingsburg City Park and Fox Spring Park. Grayson will use $187,000 to upgrade the Grayson Sports Complex, and Raceland will use $87,000 to renovate the Raceland City Park.
Kentucky is continuing to grow its EV charging network. Part of that evolution has been through the installation of charging banks at local churches. Volunteering at All People's Church and being a member of Evolve Kentucky has led Ellen Wade to learn new things about preserving the earth. Evolve Kentucky is a nonprofit electric vehicle group aiming to help communities better their carbon footprint. Through personal donations and guidance from Evolve, All People's Church installed 4 EV charging banks at their church. Wade's family personally donated 2 of these chargers. Membership to any church is not required for use. Wade spoke to Spectrum News about the importance of electric vehicles for this church in particular.
Presbyterians, as well as the Unitarian Universalists, all believe that we have to be good stewards of the earth and we have to be able to keep it for our grandchildren.
Evolve Kentucky has contributed charging station installs to 8 separate Louisville churches.
The Kentucky State Police are now accepting applications to join the ranks, and there's a new way to apply. The Kentucky State Police recently launched an online application portal. Officials say the site can be accessed from any electronic device. Those who are accepted this round will join Cadet Class 104 in January of next year. Troopers who make it through the program will make $65,000 a year with an improved retirement program. Officials add that a relatively new perk is that troopers can now apply for vacancies at specific posts. This means they'll have more control in choosing which county they're assigned to work. Officials say the top performers in their class will be guaranteed a posting of their choosing. Applications are due August 31st.
And we'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for Morehead State Public Radio comes from the Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services and its Department for Public Health, urging everyone who's eligible, whether a child, youth, or adult, to stay up to date with recommended vaccines, including the flu vaccine and the bivalent COVID-19 booster. More information is online at chfs.ky.gov/agencies/DPH.
A man was found impersonating a police officer in Ashland this past weekend. WMKY's Eric Webb has more on the story.
27-year-old Dakota Sterling Gussler allegedly smashed a victim's face into a chair at the Tomcat Bourbon and Brew House on Saturday night while claiming to be a police officer. Both inside and outside the bar, Gussler of Ashland claimed he was a police officer and threatened to arrest his fellow patrons, according to court records. Gussler got into his car and struck a parked car in the area of Belmont Street and Geiger Lane. He then backed his car up into a house. When police officers found him, they said he smelled of alcohol and was unsteady on his feet. According to the Daily Independent, Gussler was indicted last year in Greenup County on a theft charge and is now at the Boyd County Detention Center on a $10,000 bond. He currently faces charges of second-degree assault, impersonating a police officer, simple possession of weed, public intoxication, first-degree criminal mischief, leaving the scene of an accident, and driving without insurance. For WMKY News, I'm Eric Webb.
The singing of My Old Kentucky Home is a long-held tradition at the Kentucky Derby. While some find it to be sentimental, others criticize the song. Many argue that it romanticizes slavery. The ongoing controversy comes at a time when horse racing is having difficulty reaching a younger audience. Polling done by Churchill Downs indicates the song's place in the Derby is secure. Tanya Abeln, Vice President of Corporate Communications, discussed polling results to WKYT.
So the polling we've done in the past have included a national audience, some fans, some casual fans, a very wide demographic of people. There was nothing that we saw that indicated that a younger audience felt more strongly about it than an older audience.
Abeln says My Old Kentucky Home will be performed before this year's Derby. Unless the state song of Kentucky changes, Abeln says the tradition is here to stay.
Equine therapy sessions are held by the Veterans Club in Louisville. The sessions take place on a property outside of Taylorsville. Sessions start in a stable where participants spend time brushing horses. James Murphy is a veteran who has been coming to the sessions for a while now. He spoke to Spectrum News about the effect trauma can have on a person and why it is so important to get help as soon as possible.
A lot of things that I like to tell people today, man, is you don't have to go to war to be traumatized, right? You don't have to be a soldier to get PTSD. There are several people from that one incident that's going to live with that forever. It's going to affect them forever.
Murphy recommends anyone affected by last month's shooting to find help and talk through the day of the shooting when they are ready, whether that be at the farm or elsewhere.
Support for MSPR comes from Kentucky Blood Center, providing life-saving blood products to more than 70 hospitals across the Commonwealth. KBC collects in more than 90 counties in Kentucky with 8 donor centers and approximately 2,000 mobile drives annually. With 1 in 4 people in need of a blood transfusion in their lifetime, donors are needed daily to save local lives. All donations stay in Kentucky. More information online at kybloodcenter.org or by calling 800-775-2522.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center is having a gallery reception for Abandoned Treasure, an art installation featuring the work of Morehead State University art professor Dongfeng Li. Officials with the GRAC described the collection of oil paintings as depictions of historical buildings in America and China that have been ignored or destroyed by modern society. Beth Goldie is director of operations for the Gateway Regional Arts Center. Goldie says there's a lot to enjoy at the reception and arts center.
It is not a formal stodgy affair. It is come in, look at these beautiful paintings, come look at our amazing building. Our building was built in 1883 and has been restored, and we have a lot of really cool spaces. We have a free lending library. We have a little cafe downstairs where you can hook up a cup of coffee. Very casual, very laid back. Definitely come check it out. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
The event begins this Friday at 5 p.m. at the Arts Center in Mount Sterling. Refreshments will be served and admission is free.
And finally, the American Civil Liberties Union of Kentucky has filed a lawsuit seeking to block a portion of Senate Bill 150. The bill has been called anti-trans and anti-LGBTQ, while supporters of the bill say it empowers parents and requires more curriculum transparency from schools. Among other things, the bills require schools to limit instruction about human sexuality and sexually transmitted diseases and prohibits medical facilities from providing trans-affirming health care. The lawsuit from the ACLU and the National Center for Lesbian Rights claims that restricting that health care is a violation of fundamental rights. Weather tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Tomorrow night, a 20% chance of showers after midnight, partly cloudy with a low around 48. Saturday, a 20% chance of showers before 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 70. Saturday night, a 30% chance of showers mainly after 3 a.m., with lows around 53. And Sunday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible and a high near 78 degrees.
And that is it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from WMKY's Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jenna No, Kyle Creamer, Caleb Fugit, Kaylee Lacey, Wiley Tanner, and Eric Webb. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Tanner Boyd and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Samantha Morrill for WMKY News.